Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, there you are, you beautiful individual, you. Good morning. Good morning, Facebook team! Welcome to Whimsical Wednesday and Morning Motivation with Big Papa. Hope you guys are doing fantastic. Hope everyone had a good night's rest. Hope everyone in the Netherlands, like Kirsten and Stefan, have had a good day because it's afternoon there. And I hope you're getting ready to have a good night's rest if you happen to be in New Zealand. And, of course, I hope you're already having a fantastic day if you're in the UK. I think I covered all my peeps, didn't I? All right. Hey there, Philip, Tina, Suzanne. So, I saw this post, just like a little picture thing, and it was talking about, I'm so sad, Sprint. I thought we had this whole thing figured out. You were going to stop letting my videos lag, and now you just lagged right in the middle of somewhere that you've never lagged before. I'm going to have to cancel us. Big Papa's not going to sponsor you anymore. So I was looking at this, little image, and it said something about understanding, allowing someone to understand you, or, you know, if someone's not willing to understand you, they can't love you because they can't know you. And I thought, you know what, that's really cool. And it made me think about what I wanted to talk to you guys about this morning, is I have spent so many times over the years, you'd be surprised on the families, you know, the number of families I've worked with, but the number of times I've been working with, you know, a husband and a wife or partners or what have you, and I've been working with two people who are in an intimate relationship, how's that? And they share things that the other one says, I didn't know you felt that way. And I'm like, wow. And that's really interesting. It's really interesting. It's intense. I think it's important. But it's important for us as individuals. How many times do we go through life and in relationship, and number one, we don't share who we are. We don't share our depth. We don't share our pain. We don't share our process. We don't share our vulnerable parts of who we are. And then we wonder why the people around us don't get us, or don't understand us, or don't see us, or don't know us, or don't love us the way we want to be loved. Yet we're not willing to take the risk to let them know who we are, and let them know what we need and what our experiences have been. And then it's also interesting to me how little we can seek to understand someone else. I am always curious. I was just telling my mom this the other day. You know, anytime I meet someone new, I'm just interested in meeting that person. Like, I'm just curious about that person. I just want to know about that person. I have no expectations of, you know, what that relationship may be moving forward, or what that person may become in my life, or what I may become in that person's life. I'm just really interested in knowing who the person is, because I feel like we are all so, so special and wonderful. And I believe that there is an important piece to that. I believe it is important to really seek to know and understand another person, because there's something in that process that helps them to know and understand you. When you can really seek to understand another person, I feel like there's a natural experience of them knowing who you are. And I'm not sure of exactly how that works out. But I think it's, you know, as you're on your journey to wherever that destination is that you have in mind, number one, you know, the process, the journey itself is the beautiful part. It's not really the outcome, because once you get to an outcome, once you get to a destination, you're going to just find a new destination. And that's cool. And eventually you'll come to understand that it's the journey that's the special part. But on that journey, I really want to encourage you to don't hold back. Don't hold back who you are. You know, don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. You know, you got to be who you are, and people in your life may not always appreciate that. They may not always like it. They may not always show up, and that's okay, because that's their journey. That's not you. That's not your process. Your journey is your journey, and their journey is their journey. And people won't always be able to be with you the whole journey. But that shouldn't keep you from just being who you are. Because you are special, and you're amazing, and you're important, and you have something to offer the world. And sometimes that what you're offering the world may be what you offer one person. You know, it may not be that you're on the Oprah level, or the Obama level, or the Christopher Reeves level. You know, maybe it's not that level. Maybe it's just that one person you engage with, you interact with, that you have an influence that goes on to become one of those people. So I just say that because I really want you to be free to be who you are and know that that's special. And I want to encourage you to be interested in other people and be interested in their story and in their process and in their journey. And I had a friend tell me the other day, she was like, you know, when we talk, you never tell me anything about yourself. And it's because I don't want to hear myself talk. I rather spend time knowing who she is and hearing her story. And then if she's, you know, if she wants to hear something going on with me, she'll ask something very specific. Same way I ask things very specific. And so, no, I don't just, you know, this is probably as much rambling as I'm going to do. And I do plenty of this rambling. I'll have, before 9 o'clock this morning, I'll have already done 2 videos. This one, and then the one I do a private one for my Levolution group. And that's an educational video. And then obviously I do post Daily Dose this evening. So I do plenty of talking as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, if you're truly interested and curious about another person, you have to ask questions. If you don't ask questions, you're not going to know. And don't let someone special in your life be in your life and not know you. You know, and don't have someone special in your life and not know them. And the way you get to know them is by asking them questions. And sometimes you'll ask them questions that they don't feel comfortable talking about. You know what? That's not really a reason to not talk about it. That's just a reason to go slower. You just slow down with that question. And if you're really curious, they want to tell you, because it's probably something they haven't talked to anyone about. But they're just testing you to see if you're really interested in knowing, or if you're just asking. You know, it's that Jay Krishnamurti thing. Do you really want to know the answer, or do you just want to hear yourself talk? It's that kind of thing. So, that's it. Big Papa's on the road today, so I got to go in here and get this workout in. I knocked down my goals this morning. I mean, boom, boom, boom. Added some new ones. Added some new goals, so I'm excited about those. Plane leaves at 2 p.m. I am already checked in. It is going to be a day of 10 hours of travel. 10 hours at airports. So that's it, guys. Big Papa loves you. I'll be talking to you soon. Peace.